Crossover day was Tuesday. The House passed almost 600 bills and the Senate about 500. Are there a few bills that stand out to you, Sam, as being really important, something you really are hoping survives the crossover process?
Well, we had a number of bills around criminal justice reform and utility regulation. I think people are pretty sensitive to a lot of the high utility bills, and we're trying to combat that in different ways. So I'm hoping we'll continue to make sure that, in fact, utilities have proper oversight and that ratepayers feel as though they're treated fairly.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I read a story on the Huffington Post that you were quoted in about this vote on Monday, an amendment that may prevent what they were calling double dipping, where instead of refunds coming back to utility company customers because of over earnings, they could have been plowed back into that company. Can you explain that further and why that's important to you?
Yeah, what has happened is we passed a very bad law in 2015, which peeled back some of the oversight, which protects ratepayers, and I just think that that was wrong. So we're trying to repeal some of that. But, of course, there's a lot of back and forth and pushback from the utilities. This specific amendment that we were trying to pass was trying to ensure that ratepayers don't pay twice for the same investment in a project, and that's essentially what was happening.
So what's the status of that whole process now with this vote on Monday?
We were able to take out the double-dipping piece where ratepayers were paying twice with an amendment on the floor, but it's still early in the process here. So we'll continue negotiating, seeing what we can do to better help the ratepayers.
We're talking with 11th District Delegate Sam Rasool from the Roanoke area. Are there any particular bills, Sam, that you've introduced or are carrying that are still in play that you really focused on?
Big thing for me is they've got a couple of budget amendments. One in particular is around trying to make sure some of our schools that have a high number of students on free and reduced lunch, that they receive some extra funding. And that's a problem all throughout Southwest Virginia. There's not a Republican-Democrat divide on that. It's just a lot of school districts that are struggling. So we're fighting hard to make sure that we can support a lot of those school districts that have a little tougher time.
I know I've asked you this before, but the president now putting some kind of an infrastructure plan on the table, it looks like it's going to put a lot of burden on the states. And I talked to Delegate Chris Head last week, and he was saying that this is probably not the time for the General Assembly to do anything until they finalize something in Washington. Are you of the same mindset that this is not really the time for the General Assembly to start thinking about funding some of these projects until you see what's coming out of Washington, the final package?
We will need a lot of help from Washington. For us, of course, I-81 is a big deal, and without the federal government coming in and applying significant amounts of funds, we just can't make big comprehensive changes. So we need the federal government to really step up. Obviously, it's a federal interstate system, and you know the state can chip in, but certainly we keep a very tight budget here.
All right, we're talking with Roanoke Area Delegate Sam Rasool from the 11th District, Democratic Delegate. A couple more questions. What's your take, Sam, on Medicaid expansion? You know, Republican House Majority Leader Kirk Cox seemed to leave an opening for working something out on some type of expansion for getting more people health care coverage. He kind of tied it to a work requirement for people that are able to work. But what's your take on that, and is it in part because Governor Northam maybe is taking a different approach?
Well, I'm glad that people from both sides of the aisle are realizing there are just so much money in taxpayer dollars. We've paid these taxes to the federal government. We can bring them back here to Virginia to help Virginians. And this year, it looks like hopefully we've had a lot of positive dialogue, and we'll continue down that path. So I'm hoping we'll find some kind of compromise that works well for everyone.
How's the work proceeding on the biennial budget? Are there any big sticking points that you can see ahead, or does it look like you guys are going to be able to put together a two-year budget in due time?
It looks like it, as long as we can come up with a compromise agreement on Medicaid expansion, and that's always seems to be a constructive conversation right now, that we should be able to put together a good fiscally sound budget that makes some decent investments for sure. And, of course, I helped to co-patron a measure for us to be pushing towards efficiencies in government, especially with several different agencies. And so we have bipartisan support that's searching for increased efficiency and at the same time making sure we invest properly in things that matter.
All right, last question is, I'm just wondering, Sam, again, we're talking with Roanoke Area Delegate Sam Rasool. Has the tenor in the House changed at all since there's more of a balance now? The chamber's almost split 50-50. Do you see more evidence of bipartisanship or working closer together since the Democrats made such big gains in the last election?
A little on the House floor, but I think even more informally. I think that we see this more collegial nature, people wanting to make sure we've got good relationships now with basically all 100 delegates, you know, of similar relevancy at the same time. I think it's important for everyone to work together and show proper respect. As you know, Gene, that's something that I've been working on for a long time since I've been here, is just changing the way we approach talking with one another and showing respect to one another.